Hey, people of the interwebs. Welcome to the first ever episode of Unknown Stories, or Stories of the Unknown. I don't know which one yet. Might go with Stories of the Unknown. And let's just go ahead and jump right into this with a story from the Reddit subreddit r/BigfootEncounters. I forgot the user. But let's just jump straight into this. Okay, a bit of backstory. I live in a small town in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, about an hour south of Nashville. But I just moved here from Oklahoma. Granted, in hindsight, memory can be blurred, and I can't be certain about what was out there, but looking back on my experience makes me feel eerie, like I escaped from something that wanted to hurt me. It was the summer of 2017. The 16-year-old me had just picked up smoking with a couple of buddies, and I was about to go for a trip to my dad's house in the aforementioned small town. So I bought 2 packs of Marlboro Reds to pack in my bag with my clothes. And when we finally finished the 12-hour, 800-mile drive, I set up a tent and a hammock and slept outdoors for a week. I had a great time keeping the fire going in our backyard, as it was full of dead limbs fallen from trees over a couple of months of storms. I remembered from my childhood that we had gotten the rocks from the fore pit from a creek about a mile walk away, across a couple of fields, of course. I remembered going there as a kid because I lived here from when I was born to about 5 or 6. So I had a lot of memories of this place, including my brother losing his stuffed animal in the creek and my dad accidentally spilling over a wheelbarrow full of rocks we had collected from a creek, so I was fairly certain I could get there by myself. I waited until the last night I was there. It was a full moon, loaded full of overpriced energy drinks and nicotine. I played my angstiest playlist as I walked away from the fire and through the doorway at the edge of the backyard, which led to the fields. I walked across the first field and went recently there. There are currently onions planted there, and got up onto a path that overlooked the second field. At this point, I felt uneasy. I had already been paranoid because I was trespassing, but I felt even more vulnerable because I was listening to music with headphones on full volume. In my head, I remembered a poem about a little girl who was walking down the train tracks with headphones and was hit by a trailing train, and that contributed to my paranoia, of course. So I took them off and couldn't hear anything except for the faint chirp of crickets. Then I heard rustling to my left in the field. I stopped dead at my tracks, my hand frozen with my cigarette at my side. I listened intently to try and figure out what it was that was moving, and realized it wasn't one, but 2 creatures moving in the field, about 15 feet away from me. I was afraid. I stood still and heard them approaching me. At the time, I assumed I was about to get shot by some farmer out guarding his fields, but I was out there late at night, long after the sun had gone down. almost midnight. I know that farmers often have strange working hours, but there's a good chance that I encountered humans. But it doesn't explain what happened next. Either I misunderstood him or it was unintelligible. But someone said something in a deep voice. After that, they continued walking towards me. Only the second part, person, creature, started walking towards me. And at this point, I just turned around and briskly walked to my tent. And I got back to my house where I held a now completely burnt to the filter cigarette. I left the next day and never made it back to the creek that I was wanting to do during that visit. Granted, I'm sure if I did have a legitimate Bigfoot encounter, they would have had no problem catching me. I slept in a tent in my backyard, which I'm positive could have been broken if they had followed me. But I'm not really sure what happened that night, and I thought I'd share it. Again, that story comes from the subreddit r/Bigfoot encounters, and it was the most intriguing story I could find on there, so I thought I'd share it through the form of audio. So, wow, that's a 6-minute episode. Okay, I guess this is the end of episode 1 of Stories of the Unknown. Until next time.